talk a little bit about the term Ivri, Avraham HaIvri. So the term is only used twice in Sefer Bereishis, once to describe Avraham, and once in Parshas Vayeshev to describe Yosef, in particular in his face-off with, a little bit later on also in Miketz, but it's used here about Yosef when the woman, Eshes Potiphera, complains to the people in her society and complains to her husband that Havi Lanu Ish Ivri Letzachek Banu. Okay, let me find the place here. Where's the Lashon Rashi? Ru, she wrote Vatikra Lanche Besa. She calls everyone in her house. Havi Lanu Ish Ivri Letzachek Banu by Lai Lishkavi Mi Vakrabba Kol Gadol. So simply she's using the word Ivri as opposed to just calling him Yosef or whatever his name was, because she's trying to accuse him of being a foreigner. And this foreigner is raping me, is abusing me. Rashi reminds us that the term Ivri has broader historical connotations. It wasn't just used as a slur by Eshes Potiphera, but Rashi's language is Me'ever Hanar Mibinei Ever, that he comes from the other side of the river. Remember, Avram originally came from the other side of the river, and he came from the family of Aver, or the family of Shem and Aver. Why would you be interested that he's from a different place, from the other side of the river? Why would this be one of the locations, the first location of Yosef, the second location in Bereishis, in which you stress Yosef's otherness and Yosef belonging to Aver? The answer is as follows. Part of Sefer Bereishis is the Jewish people standing for a different set of moral codes. And in particular, the face-off of Sefer Bereishis, which is simmering, which will erupt in Sefer Shemos, is the moral face-off between the Jewish people and the cesspool of Egypt, which is a cesspool of pagan shrines, and it's also a cesspool of sexual promiscuity. We've seen this before in Parshas Lech Lecha, and now is the return. Remember, there's only two scenes in Mitzrayim, only two moral face-offs in Mitzrayim in all of Sefer Bereishis. One is in Parshas Lech Lecha, between Avram and Paro. That doesn't end so well for Avram. He gets escorted from the land. Here, Yosef is, this isn't just a personal story of Yosef resisting temptation. This is Yosef representing an entirely different or doctrine. Just like you see the name of Hashem is spread, everyone sees that Hashem is with Yosef because he's constantly mentioning Hashem's name, Hashem Ito. So he's spreading the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's also spreading a moral code to this very sexually distorted or perverted country. And you see that sexual perversion. Basically, if you read between the lines, she doesn't like her husband. I'm not going to get into those Rashis now, but this is essentially something that takes place in Mitzrayim very frequently. It's not that all of a sudden she has some fad and some enchantment with Yosef. She's looking to get it out of this marriage. So Yosef here is presented as the other, from another place, from an Ivri, from the other side of the river. And that's why Rashi says he's not just called Ivri because he comes from another side of the river. He's called Ivri because he comes from the family of Shem. This is a face-off between the family of Shem versus the family of Cham. So Mitzrayim is Eretz Cham. So this goes back all the way to Noach. That after Cham failed, again, in a very, very sexually awkward situation, Shem was successful. You got these two lineages, the children of Shem, the children of Aver, produce a morally upright, upstanding. You don't have this with Lavan. Lavan is part of the people of Shem. So when Yaakov interacts with Lavan, Lavan is deceitful, Lavan is a liar, but you don't see the sexual, if anything. Lavan and his family are very attendant to marital codes. And these are the rules. And this, so you don't have this encounter. Lavan isn't sexually perverted. Mitzrayim is. So when she is lusting after Yosef and he withstands, so the Torah says he is Ivri. She calls him an Ivri, but she stresses the fact she's not just giving a racial slur, but this is a badge of honor for Yosef, that he comes from a different side, he comes from a different family, he comes from a different set of moral principles, and these moral principles hopefully will start to make their way into Mitzrayim and through Mitzrayim to the rest of the ancient world. So that's why the word Ivri is used here in particular, and Rashi stresses the Ivri. Okay, the only birthday party in the entire Torah, if it's your birthday this week, it's a good Parsha, it's good to have Bar Mitzvah Parshas Vayeshev. So we all sing, let's all sing together, Yom Huledat Sameach, Yom Huledat Sameach. However, it's a strange word. It shouldn't be Yom Huledat Sameach. It should be Yom Leda Sameach. So this is a good Devar Torah. Anytime you have a birthday, listen carefully. If you ever had a birthday party and you need a quick Devar Torah, you can quote this Rashi. Rashi notes, why is it called Yom Huledas? Why is it called? I'll tell you a story about the Chafetz Chaim's birthday party in a moment. Why is it called Yom Huladis? It should be Yom Leida. It's a really interesting Rashi. Karm lo Lashon Huladis. Levishain Havlad Nolad Ella Al Yidei Acherim. Because you're not born. You can't be born. You can't born yourself. You have to be born by someone intervening. Rashi says, who are the typical people intervening? Shachaya Mialedes Esaisha. V'akein Achaya Nikra or Nikres Mialedes. So when you say it's my birthday, Yom Huladis, you're saying it's not the day that you were born. It's the day that someone gave birth to you or someone brought you into this world. Now, why would that be true? I mean, it's true scientifically, it's true empirically, but why would I stress that? Why would a birthday be called the day that someone gave birth to me rather than the day I was born? So there really are two answers, and they're based on, well, I'll tell you the first part of the answer, then I'll show you the second part of the answer based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel Rashi quotes. When I read you the Pasuk, it will be obvious to you. A birthday can be a very, very egotistical moment. I've heard, which I find very, okay, I don't want to say things that are in any way disrespectful to people, but I've heard that some people don't show up at work on the day of their birthday. They take a day off. It's my own personal day. It's my birthday. It's the day that I came into this world. It's my special day. There's a certain sense of self-infatuation that sometimes people feel on the birthday, and this is a way of decentralizing it. You can't be born. You weren't born into this world, and of course, the real Mialedes, the real Huladis, who's really Molid Yochadish Baruch, who brought you into this world. So calling Yom Huladis takes it away. It's not the day I was born, my birthday, the day. It's the day that someone, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directing that someone, brought me into this world. So first of all, it decentralizes away from what could become a very egotistical, in a sense with Pyro, it is a little egotistical, and throughout ancient monarchies, it became a very egotistical day for the king to celebrate his own birth, and to release prisoners, and for people to bring tributes, rather than saying, this is the day that I was brought into this world for mission, for duty, and I can't bear myself. Someone bore me already from the moment that I was conceived by my parents and the day I was born, even when I was born, even after I was conceived. But there's another reason that it's called Yom Huladis. And Rashi quotes the only other time in Tanakh that the imagery, Benny, where else in Tanakh is the imagery of Huladis employed? Yecheskel Tazayin, beautifully. Yecheskel Tazayin describes as follows. Basically, Hashem is telling Am Yisrael, why are you betraying me? After all, I gave birth to you. You didn't have a mother. You didn't have a father. No one was there for you in the field. And I gave birth to you and I swaddled you. Forever, alayech, varech misbosesis b'damayech. And that parak is laced with the word Huladis. Hashem says, okay? Ka'amar Hashem liyushalayim. Mecharosayech umoldosayech me'eretz ha'kanani. You came from Eretz ha'kanani. You listening? Umoldosayech, and your birth. B'yom Huladis osach. That's the only other time in Tanakh. Yom Huladis appears. The day that I gave birth to you, lo kara sharech, I'll just paraphrase in English. No one cut off your umbilical cord. No one washed you. No one swaddled you. No one salted you, which is the way they took care of babies. No one took care of you. You were just rolling in your blood. And I came and I swaddled you. Now, in Yecheskel, Tezayin, we quote these psukim in the Seder, it has a national and historical element. The why are you betraying me when I gave birth to you and I took care of you? But if we translate this back into a personal experience, when you say Yom Huladis, the day you were born was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu spent particular hashgacha pratis and took special care and interest in you. It's your own personal hasina. The day you were born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worrying about the entire planet, including you, that you should have life, that you should have stability, that you should have. But the day you were born, wherever that birthday was, think about the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, today I'm going to give special hashgacha pratis to Ian. And today I'm going to give special hashgacha pratis to Benny. Today I'm going to go to Moshe, to Jeff. Special hashgacha pratis to Ida. Special. So it's like this is Yecheskel Tazayin, your personal Yecheskel Tazayin. So when you say it's my Yom Huladis, who gave birth to me? Not Chesed in the physical sense, but who bore me? Based on Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the day I remember. It's like Shavuos. It's my home personal hashgacha pratis. It's the day of our personal Gilui Shlina. So it's a complete inversion of the way of your birthday. Not a birthday for me to get cards and presents and go give myself a big coffee and a treat and say, oh my goodness, this is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu shown his Hashgacha Pratis on me. That's why it's called Yom Huladis. Jewish people generally don't make big birthday parties. I don't know why, based on this Rashi, maybe you should. But the Chafetz Chaim made a birthday party for himself when he reached 80 years old. So he got all of his friends together, big party hats and streamers, and he said, I bet you're wondering, he said, is a this language. Why making a birthday? It's not so accepted for people to make birthday parties, especially people like me. So he says, because I wrote a sefer, and I called the sefer Chafetz Chaim. And what was the point of the sefer? That if you're careful about Lashon Hara, you don't say too much Lashon Hara and slander, you'll live a long life. That's the name of the pasuk. Mi yesh Chafetz Chaim, Hegyam Mirastav, Nitzal Lashon Chamir, Asu Zecha Medeber Mirba. So now I've proven the point. I'm an old man, because I don't say Lashon Hara. So I've proven that my book was true. My claim in the book was true. So making a birthday party to show how true it was. An 80th birthday party for himself. There's a show that his point was corroborated. So it's really fascinating when you look inside Yom Huledes. Next time you say Yom Huledes Sameach to anyone and to yourself, it's the day that you were born. Not that you were born, someone bore you, or some being bore you. And of course, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day of special Hashgacha Pratis. One other Rashi, a lot of interesting Rashis in the end. When Yosef is thrown into the boar, so Chaf Aleph, okay, into the prison. Vayi Hashem es Yosef, vayet elav chesed. So we would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed for Yosef. What's the chesed? He had extra mattress, extra food rations, and he had extra time in the yard to play basketball. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Yosef in prison. Rashi says that this is a slightly different employment of the term chesed. Normally chesed means a favor, a charity, help you out, support you, fill your needs, right? That's chesed. Throughout Pasisim Adi Chesed, VMS, Al Natik, Brainib, Mitzrayim, Parshas Vayechi, in Parshas, Chayesara, Avram Esed. We have chesed throughout Sefer Parshas. So you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a chesed. Vayet, a love chesed. He directed towards him a chesed. So Rashi comments that this is a slightly different variation of the word chesed. It means he made him accepted and charming and attractive to people. What do you see this in Shas, that the word chesed is used to describe a person who becomes charming and accepted and winsome? Kala noe v'chasuda. Why would we say kala noe v'chasuda? So Rashi assumes from that Gemara that there is another derivative of the word chesed. Sometimes the word chesed is not used when I deliver charity or help to you and assistance. Sometimes it is when a person becomes acceptable and attractive to another. So the kala is kala nava chesed. She's acceptable and attractive to her husband. So vayet a love chesed, Hashem turned Yosef, I'll just paraphrase, into a kala nava chesed. Just like the bride was accepted and attractive to people, Yosef became attractive. People were caught in his charisma. People were excited to be with him. People showed. It has nothing to do with any chesed. Yosef received no chesed. He was in solitary confinement. Everyone liked him. He was a good person. Everyone found him accepted. So essentially, Rashi is saying there are two words, two different manifestations to the word chesed. One is when I help you out, I give you some food. One is when you become accepted as a wife or were accepted as a prisoner in Yosef's case. Now, we believe that even though there are different derivatives of one word, they should stem from one common concept, one common etymological concept. So why does chesed mean those two things? What's the relationship between me giving you some food, or me giving you some tzedakah, or me helping you out, as opposed to you becoming accepted to people? The answer is, the root of chesed is that when your needs are important to me and your world is important to me, so your reality is, you become accepted to me. It's just like if you're a kala, you're a kala nova chasuda, because you're attracted to your husband. If your needs and your life and your reality is important to me, I accept your world, like a marriage, your world is attracted to me, I'm more interested in performing chesed. The root of chesed has to be stepping out of your own two shoes, stepping out of your own egocentric prison where your world revolves around you and the world revolves around your needs, and saying, oh, Benny, you are your needs, your wants right now, your deficiencies, your limitations. You as a person are important to me. You're charming, not charming in the physical sense, but you're accepted to me. I validate you and affirm you. And therefore, if you have a need, I want to try to fill that need because you're suffering. So chesed means two things, but it stems from the same concept. Chesed means I perform a chesed, I help you out, give you some money, give you a ride. But it also means someone is attractive. For chesed to be performed, your world has to be important to me rather than only my world. So three really interesting Rashis in Parshas Vayesha. The first Rashi is all of a sudden, second time in Sefer Bereishis, we have the term Ivri. We know why the word Ivri is used about Avram. It's never used about Yitzchak. It's never used about Yaakov. It's used about Yosef, because Yosef is back in Mitzrayim, representing a different set of codes from a different place, from a different family lineage. And this is a face-off of moral behavior between the people of Shem and Aver and the people of Ham. Second issue is, why is it called Yom Huledas, not Yom Leda? Because someone else is bearing you. First of all, it decentralizes, de-egotizes the process. It can become a very egotistical, self-infatuating process. But also because it's a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on Yechezkel. Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Rashi quotes the only other place in Tanakh the word Huledas. Trick question, okay? Next time you're at a party, okay, everyone's asking, you know, trick questions. Oh, you know, where'd you go to camp? Yes, trick question, birthday. Where are the two places in the Torah? Yom Huledas is here. So everyone will get Parshas Vayeshev. Very few people would get Yechezkel Tezayin, but to understand Vayeshev, you have to see Yechezkel Tezayin, at least according to Rashi. And then finally, the word Chesed, Vayet, I love Chesed, doesn't mean Hashem did a Chesed for Yosef. Hashem made him him attractive to the other prisoners, to the warden. Whenever I do a Chesed, your world and your needs are something that I embrace and then I accept into my world. Have a good day, everyone. Yom Huledas Sameach. Everyone has a birthday. What?